Each operating system has its own set of abilities, mental activities, and behaviors. I'm going to give you the details now in Table 1, Features of the Avoiding, Approaching, and Attaching Systems. For example, the primary need of the avoiding system is safety. For the approaching system, it's satisfaction, and for the attaching system, it's connection. The primary challenge that the avoiding system addresses is threat. The approaching system takes care of loss, and the attaching system addresses rejection. The avoiding system primarily attends to risks. The approaching system attends to opportunities, and the attaching system attends to relationships. The priority of the avoiding system is preventing declines. For the approaching system, it's promoting improvements, and for the attaching system, the priorities are sexuality, intimacy, and self-worth. The avoiding system appreciates reassurance from others. The approaching system appreciates encouragement, and the attaching system appreciates warmth. The core capabilities of the avoiding system are freeze, flight, and fight. For the approaching system, they are forage and sustained chase. And for the attaching system, they are empathy, bonding, and language. The primary behavioral inclination of the avoiding system is caution, inhibition, withdrawal. For the approaching system, it's eagerness, excitation, and pursuit. And for the attaching system, it's sociability, bonding, and affection. The key neurotransmitter system of the avoiding system is acetylcholine. For the approaching system, it's dopamine and the opioids. And for the attaching system, it's oxytocin and vasopressin. The first branch of the vagus nerve is associated with the avoiding system, and the second branch of the vagus nerve is associated with the attaching system. The key area of the brain that the avoiding system draws upon is the right hemisphere, with less left prefrontal activation. The key area of the brain the approaching system uses is the left hemisphere, with more left prefrontal activation. And for the attaching system, the key area of the brain is the social engagement system. One system can use the other two to serve its purposes. For example, to avoid the harm of someone breaking into your home, you could approach a hardware store to get a bolt lock for your door and attach to a big dog. Two or three of these systems can be running at the same time. Shopping at a market, you could be joking with your preschooler who is riding in the cart, attaching, while getting groceries, approaching, and staying out of the aisle with the cookies, avoiding. I found it very useful to become more aware of when one of my core needs, safety, satisfaction, and connection, is being taken care of, what that system feels like when it's operating, and, as we'll explore in the next chapter, how to take in the key experiences that will especially help that particular system. The avoiding, approaching, and attaching systems manage how we meet challenges, and they organize and direct most of our experiences and actions. They pretty much run the show, and they do so in two very distinct and very far-reaching ways.